Okay, let's tonight we're going to do the dinner of tomorrow night, the last 2 days of Yom Tov. Okay, because tomorrow is Thursday and Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos, so tomorrow during the day you need to make what's called Eid of Tavshilin. What does Eid of Tavshilin mean? Literally means a mixture of food. But the bottom line of Eid of Tavshilin is that allows you to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Because normally, on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to cook for the day of Yom Tov itself. So, the Chachamim said, under certain circumstances, you're allowed to cook and do all the work that you need to do on Friday for Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov, providing the food would be edible before Shabbos begins. In other words, let's discuss what you first do for Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is, basically, you take a complete matzah, a whole matzah, and a prominent food, like eggs, meat, or fish, a kazayis worth of it. So let's say, for argument's sake, you take a whole matzah, because it's Pesach, obviously, and you take a good slice of the gefilte fish, or a good piece of chicken, or meat, or whatever it is.
I said egg also.
Is that a kazayis? Egg is a kazayis. And then, you hold the matzah in your right hand and the food in your left hand, and you make a bracha. And then there's a paragraph that says in the Siddur that b'dayin with this, we're allowed to cook from Friday to Shabbos, for us, and to light candles and do everything that you need to do for the people that live in the city. Now the rabbis do it in a way that they do it in a way that in case other people forgot to make the Eid of Tavshilin, and they can rely on the rabbis b'diavad after the fact. But the thing is, the concept is like this. According to Minat Torah, you're allowed to cook on Friday, providing food will be edible on Friday, because maybe guests will pop in and you'll have what to feed them. So because that is biblically allowed, the Chachamim said that you really shouldn't do it. Unless, if you began cooking Thursday. If you began doing things in the cooking for the meal on Thursday, then the Chachamim allowed you to continue cooking on Friday, providing the food is edible on Friday. Which means, in simple English, you can't put up a cholent Friday late afternoon for Shabbos day. If you want to put up a cholent, you have to put it up Friday morning, Friday early afternoon, that it's edible, doesn't have to be cholent cooked, it has to be edible before Shabbos begins, and then because biblically guests might be coming, that you'll be able to feed them. But you can't put up a cholent, even with an Eid of Tavshilin, you can't put up a cholent or cook anything that is not going to be edible on Friday yet. It's a very important dinner in Eid of Tavshilin. Now, the Eid of Tavshilin itself...
Wait, it's not going to be edible Friday night or Friday?
Friday day before Shabbos begins. It has to be edible before Shabbos begins.
So like a normal Shabbat?
No. A normal Shabbat, you can put up a cholent right before Shabbos, and it cooks overnight.
But it has to be edible before, or 50%
edible. No, not necessarily. Not if you have a blech. Okay, we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now. But the bottom line is, the food that you make Erev Tavshilin, so tomorrow during the day you need to make Erev Tavshilin. Okay? Now, what do you do with the matzah and the fish, or the meat or the egg? You put it away to be eaten on Shabbos. If the food gets eaten up before, then you don't have an Erev Tavshilin. So it's like you didn't make one. So in order to have an Erev Tavshilin, you need to put away the matzah and the fish in a safe place. Now,
what you have to do with the matzah and the fish, you have to...
It's in the Siddur, it's by Erev Tavshilin. You pick it up, and you make the bracha, and then there's a paragraph that says in Aramaic, but you could say in English, any language you understand. With this, we are allowed to cook on Friday, and light candles from Friday to Shabbos, and do anything that's needed on Friday for Shabbos. And that's what the Erev Tavshilin permits you to do. But the Erev Tavshilin only permits you to do it if the food is going to be edible on Friday. If it's not going to, even though you're not eating it. But what do you do, what's that? What do you do with the Eid of Tavshilin? You put it away for Shabbos. Because if it's eaten before Shabbos, the matzah doesn't matter so much. But if there's no kezayis of fish or egg or meat left over, then you don't have an Erev Tavshilin. Therefore, what do you need to do? You have to put it away safely. And the custom is to eat it on Shabbos.
Who eats it?
Anybody, whoever wants.
Eat. Cold food.
You need to make Erev Tavshilin anyway because you need to light Shabbos candles. So there, can I finish? You put the Erev Tavshilin is set for Shabbos. Anybody can eat the food on Shabbos. Now the custom is that you, once you start a mitzvah, you like continue doing more mitzvahs. So therefore, what do? You use this matzah Friday night as the second matzah, not the one you're eating. Now you use it Friday night as the second one. And yet again, you don't use it, you put it away for Shabbos day. And then Shabbos day, unless you're having Shalosh Shudas, you eat it Shabbos day. If you're having Shalosh Shudas, then you put it away again for Shalosh Shudas. And the fish, the egg or the meat, is eaten by anybody, anytime on Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, and the Erev Tavshilin exists, you have a kosher Erev Tavshilin, and that's not the problem. So that's what needs to be done with the Erev Tavshilin.
Does it make a difference if you save the egg or the matzah?
You have to save, especially the food, not the matzah. You need to have.
You're saying use it for the second. And
that's only the matzah, not the food.
What difference does it make which one you use? Because like, the egg is easy to eat at the end of the day. But what if you're not going to, like, you think you're not sure if you're going to have lunch at home? And then
you can eat it Friday night.
But should you save the egg because you can only
pop it? Let's continue. Now, tomorrow night is Yom Tov, obviously. Now, Shvi'i Shel Pesach is not a separate Yom Tov. Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says, is in six things considered a separate Yom Tov. So therefore, on Shmini Atzeres, in Davening and in Kiddush, we make a Shechionu. But, for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, it's not a separate holiday. So therefore, the Shechionu we made at the beginning of Yom Tov goes for the whole Yom Tov. So therefore, not at candlelighting, not at Kiddush, do you make a Shechionu. Not tomorrow night, not the first night, and not the second night. Okay, that's as far as davening is the same Yom Tov davening, except no Hallel at night. Even Yom Tov, it's half Hallel, not the complete Hallel. But davening is basically the same, like a regular Yom Tov, except No Hallel at night, and no complete Hallel, half Hallel. Tomorrow night, which is Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the custom in many, many places to stay up a whole night, learning, verbrenging, doing various things. So as we have every year, we have a verbrenging in my house, after eating, for all those that want to come, to verbreng for a while, get into the spirit of Kriyas Yamsev, of the splitting of the sea. So everybody's invited after davening. Shvi'i Shel Pesach in the morning, we read Oz Yashir. It's, you know, at that time of it's Yom Tov, and then it's a regular Yom Tov day. Achon Shel Pesach, which this year is Shabbos, so we have Yisker in Eretz Yisrael. They do it on the seventh day. It's interesting. Normally in Eretz Yisrael they have 7 days Yom Tov. But this year, the seventh day is Friday, and it goes straight into Shabbos. So they're really keeping, even in Israel, 8 days. But technically, it's a regular Shabbos. They're not davening any more Yom Tov. They're not already...
Well, they have to keep it.
They're going to read... No, but in the Torah, they're going to read Achrimeis. They're going to be a parsha ahead of us for the next few months. Until Matis Masi.
We read Achrimeis.
We didn't read Shabbos Achrimeis yet. So Achrimeis, they're going to read the day when we celebrate 8th day of Pesach. They're already starting the next Shabbos because by them it's not Yom Tov anymore. They can't eat chametz, technically, practically speaking. Where are they going to get it from?
Yeah,
I mean, so there's no, they can't get. So, but again, it's a Friday night Kiddush. It's a Friday night davening. It's not Yom Tov anymore. By them, it's over Yom Tov. Just practically speaking, they have to eat matzah for another day. Okay, but that's not... Okay, now Achon Shel Pesach is the revelation of Mashiach. So therefore, it's the famous custom, the Baal Shem Tov used to do this, and by the way, they bring down that the Vilna Gaon also made a meal at the end of Pesach. But in the end, in Chabad, the custom is we call Sudas Mashiach. Sudas Mashiach is, it's the revelation of Mashiach, and as Rebbe says, it comes even into physical eating at Inyan Mashiach. So one second. So here in Shul, for those of you that haven't been here in the past, we have a very big Suda from Achon Shel Pesach. We start Mincha early and have the Suda right away. And in this shul, the kids, all the kids, single kids speak. Those who want to. They speak a short Dvar Torah, and we tell a story about Shem Tov. We drink four cups of wine. There's a lot going on. What?
So Friday night, if we're eating out, but we're going to go to davening, when do I light candles?
Because it's Friday night, you have to light candle time early. The regular Friday night candle lighting. It's going to be like 7:14. Yeah.
Light it before we go to davening?
Yeah. Okay. 7:14. What?
Rafi wants to know when is Sudat Mashiach.
Shabbos afternoon.
I said Shabbos afternoon.
When's the Sudah?
Shabbos afternoon.
What time?
5:15 is Mincha. Would happen early, and then right after Mincha is so that we wash and so that's as far as the next few days go. Once again tonight, okay, tomorrow morning is regular davening, no mizmor l'seida. Tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow morning you have to make an Erev Tavshil, and don't forget, the Gemara tells a story that one of the rabbis forgot to make an Erev Tavshil, so the rabbi of the city said to him, okay, you can rely on mine. It happened the second time that the rabbi forgot, and he went back to the Rav of the city and said, now tough luck, now you can't rely on mine. Now you're negligent. If it happens twice, you're negligent. That's what the story in the Gemara goes. So you're negligent, so you can't do it. So the bottom line is, we need to make... Eat? What?
What did he cook?
What did he cook? He'd have to eat cold. Sometimes, it doesn't apply this time, sometimes if Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and you make an Erev Tavshil on Wednesday, so Halacha says, besides Rosh Hashanah, if you forgot on Wednesday, you can make it on the first day Yom Tov on a condition.
Yeah.
Which means like this. What, we keep 2 days out of doubt, so to speak. Okay? But one of the days is the real Yom Tov, either the first day or second day. So you say like this. If Yom Tov is Thursday, then I don't need to make an Erev Tavshil because Friday is weekday. I can do whatever I want. And if the real Yom Tov is Friday, then today, Thursday, would be Erev Yom Tov. And then I can make an Erev Tavshil. That's what you have to do. You make a Buddha according to the Alter Rebbe with a Bracha, and you make an Erev Tavshil if it's only Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. But this year it's Friday and Shabbos, at least now. It's Friday and Shabbos. You can't have that leeway of an extra day because Friday and Shabbos. But you have to make sure the food is completely cooked before Shabbos. Let's see what there is about anything more about. It doesn't matter because now we still keep it as it.
The whole Gemara's argument that, that we don't know really, now we do know really kind of what it, even though there's no...
We know as much as they do or less.
Shabbos less.
But it's just called Minhag HaVisenu B'Yadenu, or they would call it in Fiddler tradition, and tradition is tradition, and that's what you have to keep. Now one more thing about Yizkor, that we say on Yom Tov, so there's a lot of different customs, in the first year, if somebody lost a parent, do they say Yizkor? Don't they say Yizkor? So Chabad custom is, they stay in the shul, but they don't say Yizkor for the first year. There's a lot of different customs and traditions, but Chabad tradition is the first year that if it's the first parent they lost. So they stay in the shul, they don't go out, but they don't say Yizkor.
I think you answered it. So if you have another parent...
That passed away, then you stay in anyway for the other one. Right.
You do it regular.
But you don't say Yizkor for that year. As in your case, right? Your mother passed away. So you're inside saying Yizkor for your mother. Yes. But you don't say Yizkor for your father. Okay. The first year, you don't say it. You can stay in shul, but you don't say it.
Okay. One lights one candle each parent if you lost both, or one candle for both?
I will shock you to say Chabad doesn't light any candles for Yizkor.
Oh,
Okay.
That's Chabad custom, but those that do, either whatever they want, one or two.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. That's
and the same, no, it's just...
The first year you count the day of the Niftar, or the day of the Ptira,
right.
Or the day
of the Ptira.